The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Lady Bulldog Volleyball, presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who encourage parents to talk with their children about the consequences of marijuana.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
By Salina Lumber, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
By Clay County Funeral Home, helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our heart.
By Macon Trust, your hometown community bank since 1919.
By Modern Homestead, dedicated to helping you discover your design personality with the latest gifts in home decor.
By Delhalla One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome in to the campus of Clay County High School here in Joe Sims Gym, where the 2-3 Lady Bulldog volleyball team and second-year head coach James Chambers are set to host the Clark Range Lady Buffaloes for another important District 7A match. The Lady Buffs have made the trip to Salina to take on the Lady Dogs, who are playing to stay in the league's top four. It's a mid-season battle with big implications, and we're here for it live on the Horizon Sports Network. Welcome to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Lady Bulldog Volleyball brought to you by H&H owners Chris and Derek Hicks.
Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or equipment part to fit your needs.
Plus, they specialize in rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more. So besides getting you back on the road and back on the water, they can also get you back to work in no time.
And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. So give H&H Auto and Equipment Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Though H&H is a pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Eco Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Westmoreland Management. Proud supporters of Clay County High School Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Termland Exteriors. Folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Copeland's Rural Supply. Your local project partner every step of the way.
State Farm and local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Subway, inviting Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Young Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on Salina's historic Courthouse Square.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up during the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show, we will recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's matchup, and much more as we get ready for Lady Bulldog Volleyball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Welcome to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show for the Horizon Sports Network's second ever broadcast of Lady Bulldog Volleyball. We're here in Joe Sims Gym looking down on Rob Evers Court. I'm Thomas Weaver, and I'm excited to be here to continue our inaugural season of calling Lady Bulldog Volleyball. And I'm again honored to be joined by a couple of guys who nailed it last week in our volleyball debut. One who completed the HSN Grand Slam last week when he saddled up with us for Bulldog football last Friday night. He's a Clay County Sports Hall of Famer, supporter of all things Clay County sports. Doug Strong's back with us, folks.
As always, glad to be here with you guys. Really appreciate Thomas,
doing this for us too. Everybody thinks it's easy stuff, but it's a lot of work. We appreciate Thomas giving us the opportunity to do it. Well, I appreciate that, Doug. And we got another guy who we couldn't do without. He made us look like we've been calling volleyball for years our first time out last week. And it's an honor to have him here again tonight. He's 40-year broadcasting legend, Craig Cantrell, folks.
Oh, glad to be back, Thomas. I enjoy doing these games with you on. Like Doug said, you've got the tough job. Just getting it on the air and keeping it going, that's the tough job. But we just try to have fun. If we have fun, people watching maybe will have fun. That's the way I've always looked at it.
Well, I think you're right, Craig. Everybody seems to enjoy it all, and we appreciate everybody's support. And, you know, we've got another district showdown here tonight. You know, these conference games, they're what it's all about, Craig. We talked about the implications of this one.
Yeah, home playoff or home advantage in the playoffs is a big thing. In the district tournament, you finish 1-4, you get the home site first game, so that's a big thing. And this is a very important one tonight. Both these teams still trying to find their footing a little bit, trying to see what they're going to be when tournament time comes along. So if you get one here tonight, somebody's going to have a leg up on the other one for one of those top four spots.
And, Doug, we've seen a lot of battles over the year between Clark Range and Clay County on this very court, maybe not in this sport, but familiar teams here against each other. And you know the girls know each other.
Yeah, well, and a lot of these girls play against each other year-round in some sport. It's going to be like a typical matchup. They don't like each other from the get-go, and they all want to beat each other. So it'll be interesting.
It's going to be fun, but we wouldn't be here without our sponsors on the Horizon Sports Network. Can't thank them enough for getting on board for our inaugural volleyball season here. And a special shout-out to the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who's our presenting sponsor for volleyball. They're the ones that make it all happen. And, of course, we'd always like to say the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Dalhalla Horizon newspaper. So if you're out there listening, we appreciate you picking up a copy of that each week for coverage of these games and all of Clay County sports. Up next, we'll talk about Clay County's most recent games in our recap segment. So stay with us for more of the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes, your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ladies, are you looking for all the latest home decor trends? Or need help finding the style you love? At Modern Homestead in Salina, Kennedy Hicks can help you discover your design personality. She believes your home should reflect your style, and each corner should be eye-catching and unique, just like you. So give Kennedy a call at 931-704-5610. Go see her at 904 East Lake Avenue, or follow Modern Homestead for affordable home decor to match your style. Modern Homestead, dedicated to helping you discover your design personality with the latest gifts in home decor.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Dalhalla One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Dalhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show, where we're going to go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Horizon Weekly Recap segment. That story talked about the Lady Dogs are now 2-3 overall, 2-2 in district play, after losing to both Monterey in a game we called here and York last week. Though they eventually came up short, head coach James Chambers' team battled with both the larger schools. They fell to the Lady Wildcats in straight sets in a game we called, but only by scores of 21-25, 19-25 and 21-25. Clay County then took the Lady Dragons to five sets, guys, after falling behind 2-0, battling to a 2-2 tie, and then losing a close one in the decisive fifth set, Craig. So we've seen firsthand, this team battles, plays hard, just can't quite get over the hump, and it seems like it was the same story at York.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like, and from people talking to us, the serve was a big key. They had too many that were just service errors, and those really hurt you. When you have service errors, wasn't just one player, there's a lot of players that did it, and that sometimes it gets kind of contagious when you have a bad serve. It'll kind of rub off on everybody, so that's one thing they've got to fix. If they fix that, that changes everything. But if you get in play, then you've got a chance to make something happen. If you don't, you have no chance. You're just giving away a point.
Yeah, I agree. And, Doug, you said it in the last broadcast, consistency. This Clay County team hadn't seen that yet, but Craig talked about it, too. They hadn't played a whole lot of games. They're just 2-3, 5 games under their belt.
Well, and the biggest thing you got to do, you got to work on that consistency, but you got to get your record to be in that top half. That way you're hosting a game. Then you got to play well, So your battle now is just get consistent and get that one of those top seeds where you're hosting that first round.
Craig, you think if you get the same effort against this Clark Range team here tonight, maybe just a little more and they can get over the hump?
Oh, I would think they would get a little more because, like you talked about, these girls know each other. A lot of these play basketball against each other, and that's where it gets a little more intense, where you're having the contact on the basketball floor. So I think Monterey, granted, they're a district team. They play them in the regular season basketball too. But Clark Range, when you see that across the net from you, that just kind of brings a little more out of you, I would think. And I would think they'd be a little more fired up tonight for these Lady Buffaloes.
I agree. Folks, we encourage you to pick up a copy of this week's paper for all things Clay County, including Clay County Lady Bulldog Volleyball. And we ask you to stay with us as we get ready for Clay County and Clark Range here on the Horizon Sports Network.
At Copeland's Rural Supply, they don't just sell products. They're part of your community. Need advice on your next project? Copeland's friendly team is here to help you find exactly what you need to make your work easier and more efficient. Copeland's is more than a store. They're a neighbor you can count on. And they invite you to come build something great together. To get started, stop in at 408 Brown Street or check them out online at CopelandSRS.com. Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce. Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show. Time now for the Cumberland Steers District 7A update. Guys, we're seeing some separation here in District 7A. Tied at the top, Gordonsville and York, both 4-0. Gordonsville taking care of business against Monterey, Jackson County, Red Bowling, and Clark Range. And then same pretty much for York. They beat Red Bowling, Clark Range, Clay County, and Jackson County. So the only different opponent there, really, Clay County. We haven't seen Gordonsville yet here. The Lady Dogs haven't. But here's the thing. They play each other tonight. York is at Gordonsville, so that's going to show a lot.
Yes, it will. And that's the key, too. When you play against each other early, it depends on that. That's a whole lot of preparation from last year because York, they've got a new head coach. They've got a whole lot of new players that have come out for Coach Monday up there at York. So they're not as veteran as Gordonsville. Gordonsville is going to be a better team at the start of the year than most of these teams around because they are so veteran down there in Gordonsville. I think that's what makes them so good so early. They have so many people coming back that they just get better. But York, they've got a chance to win tonight. I've seen them play. They've got a couple of people that can hit the ball. But you know Gordonsville's going to have several that can hit the ball. I know they went up to Livingston, got a big win over a 3A team up there at Livingston Academy. So they're playing some tough people. So at Gordonsville, everybody may be kind of chasing them right now.
Yeah, battle of the number ones tonight, Doug. Gordonsville, though, they kind of got that history. They've been top of this league for, a pretty good while, especially since Watertown's gone out of it.
Yeah, even when Watertown was there, that was the two teams you had to battle with. You had to hope to be able to knock somebody off of those two. That'll be a good matchup, though. They both play good, solid volleyball, so that'll be a good one tonight.
Do you know where it's at?
It's at Gordonsville. Oh, it's at Gordonsville tonight.
That'll help them some there, too, playing at home.
Yeah. Knocking on the door, those Monterey Lady Wildcats, we saw them in person. Really impressive. Talked to Coach James Chambers there. He has them as a favorite maybe to move into that number two spot. He's seen most of these teams already, both York and Monterey. And they've beaten Clark Range, Clay County, of course, and Jackson County, and Revolna Springs. They're 4-1, lost to Gordonsville in three straight sets. So we saw that Monterey team, Doug. They're pretty impressive.
Yeah, they hit the ball well. And, the match against us, they didn't make a lot of mistakes. They were pretty solid all the way around.
So through the top three again, Gordonsville, York, and Monterey, and then there's Clay County sitting right in that fourth spot you talked about, Craig, at 2-2 in the conference. They beat Jackson County and Red Bull, and then, of course, lost to Monterey and York. Got Clark Range tonight and Jackson County next Tuesday. I failed to mention what Monterey's doing. They're off tonight. They've got Clark Range next Tuesday. So this is a game where it is, 4-5 here in front of us. Currently, Clark Range at 1-3, Clay County at 2-2.
Yeah, and you want to take care of home court and match up with one that you're battling for that last playoff spot with or that home playoff spot with. You want to work your way on up, and I think Clay County still got a chance to do that because they've got the ability to beat a lot of these people in front of them right now, but you want to take care of tonight here at home. And sometimes that's the biggest thing you can do. If you can take care of home court, then steal one on the road. You'll move into one of those top spots.
Yeah, and that's what Clay County's got to do here tonight, get that leg up. And then at the bottom, Doug, you got Jackson County, Red Bull, and both winless in the conference. Jackson County 0-4, Red Bull and Springs 0-5. Jackson County is hosting Monterey tonight, so they got a chance there to maybe help Clay County out a little bit to get their first win. But it's kind of those two are very similar, but I think Coach Chambers talked about it. Jackson County's got some fight in them.
Oh, yeah, that, like I said, You look at records all you want. You still have to play, and Red Bull is a team that can beat you. Don't play well, Jackson County. I mean, it's still quality teams. They just ain't got it in the record. So you're gonna try to hold your spot, that fourth spot, worst, and hopefully move up into that third spot. That helps you a little bit too, Seton.
Yeah, Jackson County again. Monterey at Jackson County tonight. They still have Clay County next Tuesday here at home in a game more. I think maybe in a game we'll call. I'll have to look that up. But anyway, again, the rankings are at this time, Gordonsville and York tied at the top, Monterey in third, Clay County fourth, Clark Range fifth, Jackson County sixth, and Red Bowling Springs 7 here in District 7A. This District 7A update has been brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof, metal, and more. They are the folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements. Not much time left here on the clock. I guess we better roll right into the keys to the game. Our last thoughts before first serve brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply. Doug, what you got for us ahead of this one?
Well, we talked about it the other night. It's consistency again. The things haven't been doing well. Get the passion improved, serving improved. Everything else has been pretty good, then they're going to be okay. But they've got to get the little simple consistencies going. That's what they're looking for.
Limit mistakes that you can take care of yourself.
Yeah.
Players are going to make plays, and everybody has it. Most teams will make plays, but don't hurt yourself. That's the key, I think, tonight. Come out and make the plays that you need to make, the solid plays, and then make some big ones when you get a chance.
Yeah, and then Clay County, again, we talked about just they played five. This is their sixth game of the season here. You know, I'm looking for some improvement out of these inexperienced players. You got Lacey Wicks that doesn't have many games under her belt. Guys, a lot of players, once they get gelled, I think they're going to be a good team. This has been the Keys to the Game, brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way. We'll be right back after the national anthem.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
With the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Open up an account today to take control and protect your money with the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts Pregame Show. Getting ready for Clay County and Clark Range volleyball style here in Salina. We just did the Keys to the Game, which is, again, brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, plumbing, electrical, lawn and garden, and more. Visit them at 408 Brown Street across from the post office in Salina. See all they have to offer. If you have time, Craig, we'll roll into the Subway starting lineups.
The Subway starting lineups for tonight's game brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon. For Clark Range, the Lady Buffaloes under head coach Cindy Stowers. They will start number 4, Sarah Gunter. She's a junior. Number 6, Rosalind Atkinson. She's the libero, a junior. Number 10, Katie Sales, a senior. Number 12, Chloe Rogers, a senior. Number 15, Peyton Young, a sophomore. Number 20, Peyton Cleary, a junior. And number 42, Peyton Manis, a senior for the Lady Buffaloes of Clark Range, dressed in the blue tops with the gold numbers. Clay County under head coach James Chambers. They'll start number 1, Reagan Cherry. She's a junior. Number 2, Ella Eads. She's a junior. Number 4, Lacey Wicks, a senior. Number 11, Halen Garrison, a sophomore. She's the libero. Number 18, Jenna Thompson, a sophomore. Number 20, Emma Wicks, a sophomore. And number 28, Baylor Walden, a junior, with the Clay County Bulldogs dressed in the gold tops, the black volleyball shorts and leggings, and they will have the white numbers, and that is the Subway starting lineup. The Subway starting lineups have been brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon, whose sandwich artists are ready to take your order in person, online, or in the Subway app every day until 9 p.m.